Joining us now live on the South Shore's Morning News, we have Brian Monahan. He's a deputy fire chief in the town of Duxbury. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Hi, good morning, Christine. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, sure. Well, you know, it's great. I love it when the local departments have their annual open houses in October, traditionally Fire Prevention Month. And for people who've never been there, I know people love to look at all that cool equipment you have, especially the kids. Time and place and what people can find out about when they head to Duxbury tomorrow.
Sure, yeah. So our annual open house this year is going to be tomorrow, October 1st. Nice Saturday. Even with the if there is any rain, we're still going to have the open house. It's located at our central fire station here on Tremont Street, 668 Tremont Street, to be exact. And the hours are going to be from 10 to 2.
Now, when kids come, I know they love to get a chance. Oh, you know, they want to climb up on the truck. What kind of reaction do they have to seeing all the equipment? And what kind of reaction do the parents have or the adults? I'm just curious about that. Is it the same things?
Sure.
Is it the same stuff that they want to see, too?
You know, I think so. And, you know, this year is kind of going to be an important year because with COVID, this is really the first open house we've had for a few years. And there's going to be some small children that really have never been to the fire station before or have never seen a firefighter. So we're looking forward to that, to reconnecting with some of the younger families. And, you know, yeah, it is nice to see all the trucks there and all the equipment, both adults and kids alike. But we also take this time, you know, to pass on a few safety messages for the year and all the traditional ones that we'll always use. But the day will be filled with a lot of learning as well.
Now, even though I'm, you know, from a much earlier generation, I still remember when one of the firefighters came to our school and it was the stop, drop, and roll. Do they still do that?
We certainly do. You know, calling 911, having an escape plan, having two ways out of your house, and certainly the big one is, you know, when you go to sleep at night, that you close your bedroom door. The phrase is, close before you doze, and that certainly, makes it a lot safer if there in the event that there ever was a fire.
Right. I know that you folks are also good about when we change the clocks at both times of the year. You're always good about reminding people to check all your smoke alarms and your carbon monoxide detectors, too, to make sure they're in working order just to be safe, because I know we're coming up to that date, too.
Yes, correct. And some of the newer detectors now, some of the newer battery detectors, they're a 10-year sealed lithium battery. So if you have one of those detectors or you're buying some new ones that are strictly battery operated, they're a 10-year sealed battery, and you don't have to replace those batteries anymore.
Hey, that's good to know. And one more time and place for the Duxbury Fire Open House.
So 668 Tremont Street here in Duxbury, our main station, and that's going to be tomorrow, Saturday, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
That's terrific. And again, that's the Deputy Fire Chief in Duxbury, and that's Brian Monahan. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. We'll be back with traffic and weather next.